Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, August 19th, 2013. 2013, baby! I am still in New Orleans. My last 2 days here in New Orleans. I want to thank everyone. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? That's where my baby goes. She gets a po' boy and pukes on a sidewalk down on Bourbon Street with all the other fucking whores. Yup-a-dup-a-doopy-dee-boo. You like that? That was a little, started off with something, I don't know, some sort of Basin Street blues, and I ended up with Clyde McCoy's Sugar Blues. For all of you out there who enjoy an unbelievably white man playing a muted trumpet, I highly recommend listening to Clyde McCoy's Sugar Blues. You know, if people other than white people were running this country after that recording came out, white people would be banned from ever playing the trumpet again. I'm sure there's probably some Clyde McCoy fans out there, and I'm sure I'm offending you right now, but I don't give a shit. The man is no longer with us. And fortunately, cannot play that horn anymore. For those of you who are not going to have time to look it up, the muted trumpet song went something like, wah, ba, boo, ba, boo, ba, wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, ba, 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 wah, wah. It's literally that bad. When I was six, I thought it was good. Ah, oh, fuck. You know, I finally broke down. I went down to Bourbon Street. And it was 20 to 5 on a Saturday. 20 to 5. What's funny in New Orleans is they have Royal Street runs parallel to Bourbon Street. It's one block, I guess, north of it. I don't fucking know. Just night and day. You stay on Royal Street, it's a bunch of sane people. Some really good, unbelievable street performers out here, man. Musicianship is crazy. But you know, families, you know, fucking all these antique stores, the gas lamp place where they make the gas lamps, you know, in case you thought they made the gas lamp shit at some other place. They make it at the gas lamp place. They got, it's just a bunch of nice stuff. Well, you're like, oh, wow, what a wonderful town. At work. All this stuff to do. Good, clean fun on Royal Street. You go one block over. Over, and you're on Bourbon Street, and it is an absolute shit show. I saw a, well, she didn't take care of herself, so she could have been anywhere from 26 to about 59. She had some hard miles, people, all right? She was running with, she was down a couple quarts of oil for at least 2 decades, if you know what I mean. You might need to, you know, get a little valve job done on your hoo-ha there, lady. Anyways, she's, I'm sitting drinking and, I'm in this bar. There's nobody else in it. And everybody in the bar is dressed like they're like Coach from Cheers in the band, you know, and they're playing, I don't know what the fuck they were playing. Sort of jazzy, sort of New Orleans sounded shit. And so I'm sitting there and I'm just, you know, it's open view. I'm just watching people going down the street. I took some video of it. All right, there was this white dude with great hair, you know, fucking dirty as hell, full head of fucking, this guy could run for office with the head of hair that he had, but instead he decided to mop the gutters with it for the last fucking, I don't know, since the 70s. And he was out skipping around, freaking people out. He, you know what's funny? That guy had been a drunk for so long. When he would sit down, when anybody would approach him, he would immediately put his hands up like, hey, man, I'm not fucking doing anything, man. Why are you hassling me? He's just so used to being hassled, man, that when somebody comes up to him, or he's so used to people coming up to him telling him that he needs to tone down his behavior, that the second anybody got in his peripheral, he immediately put his hands up. Hey, man, you know, I'm just sitting here, man. He had his little bottle of booze. Then there was this hilarious black dude directing traffic. making most people laugh and driving control freaks out of their fucking minds. So that was fun. This is all at like 20 to 5 in the afternoon. Sun had even started to set. And then across the street, this woman, I don't know, 58, 59, maybe early 60s. She's with her guy and this other couple. And she starts getting all fucking loopy or whatever. And she just, she blew chow. To bring back the old way, we used to say puked. Back in the day, she blew chow all over the fucking sidewalk. And this is the funny thing. All she did when she threw up was she just like, it was like somebody said, can you see your toes? And she was like, you know, I don't think I've tried to see my toes in a long time. She just looked, she just looked straight down and just fucking yacked. It kind of ricocheted off her belly and then hit the sidewalk. So she was near the landmine, but was fine. As long as she took a step back, or if she went right, or she went left, and she just fucking, she went straight. She took one step and did a Benny Hill fucking slip. Not really. She did like, she sort of collapsed like Bambi and just landed in her own fucking puke. And her friends sort of were comforting her, letting her sit in her own puke. It was fucking unreal. And meanwhile, the other guy is skipping around with his bottle of booze. Hey, man, leave me alone, man. And this other guy put him in like a UFC chokehold, which I don't even know if he knew the guy. He just put him into it in a joking way. And the drunk dude with the gray hair immediately just played along and was sticking his tongue out. And I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then the black guy was still directing traffic. And I'm looking at my watch. It's fucking 20 of 5 on a Saturday. And the thing is, the people who are the... who are an absolute fucking mess. They should be antiquing the age that they were. And all those stores that are really nice on Royal Street, all of them were closing up. That's how I ended up in a bar. I was like, why are you guys all closing up? And they're like, you know, we close up around 5. Gets a little crazy one block over. It turns into such a shit show that they just close down. Or whatever. So... anyways, I've had a great time down here, and I've kind of becoming a Saints fan. I got to get out of here soon because I'm kind of becoming a Saints fan. I got all into the sentimental part of it of their longtime announcer. Of course, I don't have his name in front of me here. I don't want to butcher this. He did his last show. Is he doing stand up, Bill? No, he did his last. Broadcast Saints. Let me look this up here so I get this right. And fuck all you guys down here in New Orleans giving me shit right now. I'm not from here. Retires. Bang. Here we go. Longtime Saints announcer retires. Can I get a name? Jerry Roeming. And you got to listen to some clips of him on YouTube. He's another one of those classic throwback guys. Total homer. It's awesome. And I hope he doesn't... oh, he's getting replaced by his son, so he'll be a homer too. I just hate when they go from a homer to just some guy where you don't know where they're from. And you just get some... you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Anyways, this is the Monday Morning Podcast, everybody. People have been asking me, you know, I want to send emails in, man. Where do I send it? bill@themmpodcast.com. That's where you send them in if you have any fucking questions, this, that, and the other, and all that bullshit. So, I got two more days on this movie that I'm doing down here. I know I've been dicking around saying that I'm doing an episode of Glee. Obviously, you guys don't know that. For those of you who didn't look it up, I'm doing a movie down here called Black and White with Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer. And it's been an unbelievable time, unbelievable shooting that whole time. It's been amazing. So I have this weird sort of, I'm excited to get the fuck out of here. And also going to be a little sad. Been here for a while. Oh, and also, of course, directed by Mike Binder. they all got great Boston names. Costner, Spencer, Binder. So that, I don't know when it's going to come out. Probably going to come out next year. So I don't know why I'm fucking hyping a movie that we haven't even finished shooting yet. But I guess that's what you have to do nowadays because there's 9,000 channels. So look out for it. I think it's going to be a great one. There we go. And on to the stories for this week. A Romanian doctor Did you guys see this story? This is one of these stories I just don't believe is true, even though I retweeted it. I refuse to believe that this is fucking true. It says, stressed out doctor cuts off man's, off patient's penis. All right? I don't know how to say the guy's name. Nam Siomu, 58. What is with the 58-year-olds this week? If they're not puking on Bourbon Street, they're cutting off somebody's dick? Really? Does this have to do with the size of the moon in the sky? The moon is... Remember, they always fucking talk about how it affects your goddamn mood. The moon, does it? And exactly how does that work? I would love to just see a table full of scientists listen to this laughing their asses off right now. Wiping tears from their eyes under their fucking I'm smart white coats. Anyways, Naum Siomu, 58, was operating on a man to correct a testicular malformation. You see that? This is a vanity thing. His balls were working fine. He just didn't like how one of them looked. You know? Kind of like when a woman has one wonky titty. Like one's focused and the other's the backup quarterback checking out the chicks in the front row, you know? So evidently he had the same problem, except it was his balls. So anyways, he lost his temper trying to fix this guy's balls. So he grabs a scalpel and he sliced off the guy's dick. I love this word here, in front of an amazed nursing staff. Not horrified, not nauseated, amazed. How did he do that? You know, you would have thought that one of us would try to stop him, but by the time I realized what he was doing, he already did it. God, do you think we'll ever be that good? Evidently, that's an amazing thing for a nurse to see in Romania. They were amazed. And then, not to mention this, after he cuts the dick off, he then cuts it into three pieces. For those of you mathematicians out there, that's two cuts. Hi, hi. I wonder if he just stabbed the scalpel in there, into the table, and then that was it. All right, and then he stormed out of the operating theater at the Panduri Urology Hospital in Bucharest. That's the capital, too, of Romania. So there's no excuse for this behavior. This guy should be the best of the best. He's working in the capital. I could see if he was out in the sticks, you know, out in Worcester. What the fuck was going through this guy's head? Did he not have the right equipment? Did he keep getting the malformed ball into shape and then it kept unmalforming? And, you know, like when your fucking computer keeps crashing? That's basically what this guy did. Like, you ever get mad at your cell phone and you just fucking throw it? He did the medical version of that, and evidently that involves cutting off a dick. So this, it gets even weirder. A Romanian court has ordered Professor Siomu, whatever his name, to pay $100,000 damages and $20,000 cost to the victim. Whatever his costs. Did you still charge him for the operation? Well, you know, we did kind of shape up one of your balls. Tell you what, that was going to be $40,000, but we'll take 50% off and all the gauze you need. And this guy was a 36-year-old builder. 36-year-old. The trauma, the guy, and this is what the guy's, now this is his underwhelming statement. The trauma has left a deep mark both physically and psychologically. It's hard for a man who wants to have sex yet lacks the organ. My wife is the best thing I have. That's just, that's the worst fucking thing. There's no way this is true. How do you know this shit is true? Even if you see it on, I saw it on the news. So what? So what? How do you know what happened? Let me look at this. There's another one. This is the one up in Newfoundland, right? 40 pythons found in Canada motel 10 days after two boys were killed by an escaped snake. Did you see that story? Like, how do you fucking know that happened? Unless you were there. Other than that, I'm just sitting there and I'm listening to some woman talking, and then they got a picture of a snake over her fucking shoulder, and then they cut to somebody standing out in front of the house. It's true, Jennifer. It's true. Tragedy did strike today in this great house. If you could see that window here, this is where the snake was. And somehow, I don't know how it went up the stairs. I mean, maybe they had those round ones, you know, the spiral staircase, and it went up the stripper pole that's in the middle. I have no idea, but anyway, somehow it managed to get up to the second floor and ate not one, but two. They basically said that that was very abnormal for a snake, for snake lovers. This is about two Canadian brothers apparently squeezed to death by a 15-foot African python. They were typical children who enjoyed life to the maximum. Yeah, well, I mean, they're 6 and 4. What's one of them looking through a fucking telescope already? I guess it could be advanced learning. Everybody's typical at 6 and 4. Did I miss my calling? This is what I should have done. I should have written news articles. This is how fucking dumb you can be. The nursing staff was, hey, what's that word? Let's just amazed. Amazed, right? Amazed? Yeah, that sounds good. What are you getting for lunch? And spent the last days alive playing with animals on a farm, a relative said Tuesday. The boys were at a sleepover in an apartment above a pet store when the snake struck. Canadian police said it slithered. Oh, did it? It didn't walk into the room? It slithered through the top of its floor-to-ceiling cage. Jesus Christ. Out of a hole connected to a ventilation system and dropped from the living room ceiling when a pipe broke. Autopsies. Oh, my God. It's terrible. So, anyways, this guy says that this was not... said it was abnormal for a snake to go on a killing spree. You know? Which I believe that. All right? They just kind of... They just take what they need. They eat just enough. If you look, when was the last time you saw a fat snake? I mean, they're all muscle. Right? So this one, I don't know what this fucking thing's deal was. I think it was like Thanksgiving. It just fucking kept going. But am I really talking about a snake that killed two fucking little boys? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right, what am I going to do? Make fun of the po' boys and the goddamn fucking paddle boat out there again? Oh, that fucking paddle boat's driving me nuts. Fortunately, it's out to sea. Can you be out to sea on a river? What is an eddy? Does anybody know? What is the difference between a sea and an ocean? That's the kind of thing, like, if you're not a captain or you're not in the Navy. I mean, I bet half the people in the fucking Navy couldn't tell you the difference between an eddy, a sea, a gulf. Everything to me is the ocean. Like, the Gulf of Mexico to me, that's the fucking ocean. Don't be talking to me how, oh, it's surrounded on three sides. Yeah, and what, fucking 9,000 miles in each direction? I'm in the middle of the fucking ocean. Right? The only reason why the Great Lakes aren't oceans to me is because they're not salty. When I stick my face in them, I don't go, I don't do that shit. And, you know, that one that they have out there in California, the Salton Sea that's all salty, that's the fucking ocean. It's not a lake. It's not a sea. That is the fucking ocean. It got left behind like Willem Dafoe in Platoon. You know, I just found all that out, that all that desert out there, that used to be the bottom of an ocean. I had no idea. So wouldn't that mean... No, that wouldn't mean that. I was going to say that there's fucking dinosaurs down there. There's some sort of oil. Do they ever drill in the desert for oil? Dude, what the fuck do you think the Middle East is? Go fuck yourself. You ever been there? You don't even know what it looks like. You just see it on the news like I do. What is the Middle East to you? What is it, huh? Our planes flying in there, people throwing rocks at them? That's your geography? Before you get on your fucking high horse? Dude, I'm sorry I'm in this mood. I am bored shitless out here. I'm done. I got two more days. I want to bang this shit out, and I want to get on the first fucking one smoking and get the fuck out of here. I've had it. I need to go home. I need to be with my stuff. All right? I miss my stuff. You know what I really miss the most? I miss my pajamas. I haven't seen my pajamas in a month. How long do you have pajamas before you lose the top? You don't even know where the fuck it is. You only wear the bottoms, right? Just walking around scratching your balls. Making that face when you look into the kit, into the refrigerator, and there's just nothing there that looks edible. I mean, everything's work. Anyways, let's do a little advertising for the week here. Dollar Shave Club, everybody. There are so many things in the world that irritate me. Raccoon hands. I don't like the raccoon hands. They creep me out. The word expedite. I don't like that word. I don't even think it is a word. All right. If it is a word, it became a word from stewardesses saying it, because the only fucking people I've ever heard say it. And what else? Oh, people who hold their nose before jumping into a pool. You know, can you just breathe out your nose? Can't you just do that? How old are you? Right. Anyways, with all the so many things in the world that can irritate you, why would you let your razors add to it? That doesn't make any sense. What I'm trying to say is stop milking your razor blade for the entire month, you know, digging up your face. I know the brand name razors. You're used to paying outrageous prices and exhausting those razors until they start to look like a rusty soda can. I realize this. Well, it's time to let that go. It's time to move on. Dollar Shave Club delivers amazing quality blades to your door for just a few bucks a month. You never have to think about it again. They send a pack every month just for a few bucks. You can change your blades every week. Trust me, your face will love you for it. That's true. I use it and you should too. Join Dollar Shave Club. Shave time, shave money. You get it? Go to dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. Or click on the Dollar Shave Club banner, on the bottom of the podcast page at billburr.com. All right. Hulu Plus, everyone. I'm sure you've tried Hulu.com. If you haven't done that, I'm sure that's why your friends aren't talking to you anymore. All right. But if you have been to Hulu.com, I want to tell you about Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. Stream it on your TV or go with it. Or you can put it on your smartphone or your tablet. Why stand in a line or ride a train and just stare at your feet before puking and then slipping in it? You could be watching your favorite shows on Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus is a great way to binge watch your favorite shows. Hulu Plus has tons of episodes from great comedies like SNL, Community, Modern Family, South Park, Family Guy, and thousands of other shows. Hulu Plus is only $7.99 a month, everybody. That's $7.99 for all the shows and movies you can watch. Catch up on current shows, binge on old favorite, or catch a great movie. Whatever you want to do, you can do it all on Hulu Plus, people. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for a couple weeks free. On me, when you go to the podcast page at billburr.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner, or go to huluplus.com/bill. Please make sure you use huluplus.com, Bill, so you can get an extended free trial, and so they know that we sent you. All right? Helps me keep the lights on here and gives you a better deal. One more time, for extended free trial, huluplus.com. Hey, we only got one more. I might as well knock it out. eVoice. eVoice, everybody. If you're an entrepreneur and a let me try that again.
Bill Burr reads eVoice, take two. Boop, boop, boop.
eVoice, if you're an entrepreneur. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I went out last night.
Bill Burr reads eVoice, take three.
Boop, boop, boop. eVoice, if you are an entrepreneur and a customer calls, do you want to seem like you're in a high-rise window view fancy pants office? Or do you want them to know you're sitting in your underwear? With eVoice, you can create the appearance of an entire building, sales, customer support, tech support, you name it. Give your customers the royal treatment with eVoice. eVoice will forward your business calls to your home, mobile, or any number you choose. Wherever you are, eVoice will find you. Don't have time to take a call? It's routed to your voicemail, and you can read it at your convenience as an email. eVoice not only gives you an edge over competitors, it takes away the edge the big companies have over you right now. And now you can try eVoice for free for 30 days. Go to eVoice.com and use the promo code Bill. That's eVoice.com, promo code Bill. Or just go to the podcast page at BillBird.com and click on the eVoice banner. Sorry. All right, that's the advertising for this week. That's always a great way to end advertising. Sorry. I apologize. I'm not qualified for the job. All right. What else did I want to talk about this week? Have you guys been checking out what's going on over there in Egypt? Man, that's just a goddamn tragedy over there. Those people, you know what? Democracy is it's too new over there. You elected a guy. It turns out you elected the wrong guy. You didn't like him. You just got to wait for the next election. And then you vote the bum out. You know? You don't fucking just demand the guy leaves. You do that. Here comes the army. Right? You're sitting there with fucking rocks and a dream. I don't know. That doesn't work out too good. All right. This is a fucking disjointed podcast I've ever heard one. I swear to God, sometimes I really wonder why you guys continue to listen. Oh, Bill, stop fucking me. Oh, you know, Bill, why what are you going to be like that guy who threatens to kill himself and never does just so he can hear so much people love him? I don't know why you listen to that. Oh, Bill, don't stop podcasting. We love your podcasting, you red cunt. All right, follow up on salads. Let's get into the emails for the week. Oh, you know what? I didn't finish last week. Was I started to say I was actually rooting for A-Rod, and people mentioned that I forgot to say why. I don't know why. It was something about everybody booing him that just made me just the level with which people were booing the guy. You know, and I'm a complete look. This is how I look at it. I can't judge the dude. The only way you could boo him like that is if you lived a perfect life. All right? With all that money on the fucking table. Come on. Complete piece of shit like me. You think I'm not going to fucking do some roids to hang in the game? Do you think if they made a steroid that allowed you to read advertising smoothly that I wouldn't be on the juice right now? Just so I could stay in the podcasting league for another couple of years or two? For the kids I don't have to feed? You know what it is? I don't like how people, I don't think it's fair that they look at, like, entertainers and athletes the way they do and start saying, this is what's wrong with this country. Blah, 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 blah. They start going down like that. And then they just fucking let bankers go. If they gave just as much shit, more shit to bankers, and then they came on athletes and entertainers like that, I'd be like, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking start my own trading cards. Rather than tops like baseball or football cards, I'm going to start mine, and it's going to be banker cards. So everybody knows what they look like, and their fucking stats will be on the back, all the horrific shit that they did. And I don't know. Maybe they'd get booed when they're on the way to their lobster fucking encrusted lunch. Wouldn't that be nice every once in a while? So there you have it. For some stupid reason, I'm rooting for A-Rod. I want him to hit him a bunch of fucking home runs. And I don't know what after that. Just because everybody, if only a few people booed him, I'd still be against him. But the fact that everybody was just fucking trashing him, a couple of people had sides. But some moron said the other day, you know, what's good, all these PEDs really puts that Pete Rose thing into perspective. Like, No, it doesn't. Gambling is the worst fucking thing you can do. It's worse than PEDs. It's worse than an individual cheating. All right, you're talking about when you start gambling, you're talking about throwing the game. Then it becomes wrestling, right? And I'm not saying that on a certain level that you're up in the ante with the PEDs. You definitely are, but gambling is the worst. The outcome of the game cannot be decided before the fucking game starts. You can't have people doing that shit, all right? You want to take some go-go juice and maybe change the outcome? I think that's half as bad. Why is my voice? You know what? I was in a bar last night screaming over music. It's not as bad. And for everybody who's going to send me a fucking email about it at bill@themmpodcast.com, I'm telling you right now, I'm closed off to your opinions. You can try and sway me, but I don't want to fucking hear it. Gambling on baseball, it's the worst thing you can do. That's why they have it over everything. When you walk down the tunnel, that's what they have. Oh, by the way, don't go out there and throw the game. This isn't wrestling. All right? Put on your Aqua Velva. Go out there and try. All right. Sorry. Follow up on salads, people. Bill, I make salads for a living. While eating vegetables from your grocery store is better than nothing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you going to talk about pesticides and then kill me? He goes, you should urge your listeners to go to independent farm stands. I'm from New England, and they're everywhere. Try smelling a peach that's from a farm versus one from the grocery store. This guy's 100% right. He is. You should go to a farmer's market. The one from the grocery store won't smell at all. It's because they picked it too soon and lacks up to 75% of the nutrients. Yeah, that's why tomatoes taste like shit. And people, when they make a caprese salad, they'll fucking put the balsamic vinaigrette on it to try to... Or you make a... when you make your pizza sauce, they always... And throw in, you know, whatever. Fucking third a cup of sugar, depending on how much you fucking use it. But that's the natural sweetness that isn't in the tomato. Because from what I've... kind of read on a website, maybe. Like, hey, maybe you can handle this, fuckhead.com. I think I went to that. And they were talking about tomatoes. Or anyways, they said once you basically... The fruit of the vegetable gets all its nutrients from the vine. Or the branch, the tree, whatever the fuck it's hanging from, right? So once you yank that off, it's over. Okay? I can't use that reference. I wasn't talking about taking a baby out of a womb too early. That's disgusting because we're talking about eating something. All right? Ah, Jesus Christ, Bill. Anyways, yeah, if you go down to your farmer's market, it's much better. That's what he's trying to say. But I've actually seen a thing where they're starting to infiltrate the farmer's markets because those cunts can just not make enough money. But anyways, thank you for the follow-up. I would have liked if you gave me a recipe for a couple of salads. If you make salads for a living, that would be great. Help the listeners out. Give us a little variety. I want three here. One, to ease somebody in to the fact that they're eating a salad if they went from eating a goat's head every goddamn day. And then the second one, I don't know, make it on a medium-sized one. And then the last one is if you just want to shit your brains out and have energy of Superman. All right? How about three salads like that? That's my request, sir. Thank you. Send it to Bill at themmpodcast.com. All right. All right. Here we go. Follow up from a lady. Hey, Billy, I'm a lady. Just want to offer a piece of advice referring to the guy on your last podcast who called in about his ex-girlfriend texting him after they had broken up. She says, I've actually been one of those country girls you were talking about and have broken up with guys in the past. My advice to guys listening out there is the absolute best thing you can do when an ex calls or texts you is to remain completely bored sounding on the phone. Never text or call them back. Sound as distant and as uninterested as possible when talking to them. Guaranteed the ex will never ever call again because it's humiliating. That was my experience anyways. Your advice was correct that you need to just cut the cancer out, delete from cell phone, unfriend, etc., etc. Hope you read this out loud, okay? Sometimes it helps to put a finger under each word when reading. She said, just being cheeky. God, I hate that fucking word. Are you being cheeky? All right, so there's great advice. From a lady, there you go. She says, just sound completely bored and uninterested as possible. It's humiliating to them. Yeah, because you really, you know what you're doing? You're pouring water on their lightsaber, basically. Does that make any sense? Well, a lightsaber looks more like a dick. What am I trying to say? Was there anything that somebody used as a Jedi that kind of looked like a fucking pot that lit up that you could pour water on? Was that electricity? That's what I was thinking. You pour water on it. What would that do? It'd probably zap your hand if you had a metal fucking... My references are fucking terrible this week. You're shutting off their... I don't know. You're turning off their pussy. The gas lamp above their pussy. You're just putting it out. The best thing to do is you just fucking get away from them. Or they're going to make your life a living hell. That's what they do. They don't duke it out. Except for those broads on the UFC. Jab to the tit. Jab to the tit. Uppercut to the fucking areola. These body blows are brutal. Kick to the womb. Oh, right in the vajayjay. She's got a fucking hanger for the standing eight count. All right. Was he a virgin? D- Dear Billy, dear Bill, first of all, I'd like to say I'm a huge fan from your hometown of Wakaluka Makaduka. You are a comedian. You are my comedian crush. I absolutely love you. Well, you've obviously never met me. Believe me. I'm a piece of shit and I'm difficult to live with. So why don't you set your standards a little higher? He says, now to the problem. I was celibate for almost 2 years. I grew tired of it and decided to sleep with the guy I've liked for a little, but I didn't know him too well. Let me start by saying, honestly, this isn't something I do ever, but I needed to get laid. It was a slutty thing to do. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. All right? It wasn't. You fucking have that urge. Whatever. You went out, you did it. What the fuck are you going to do? But oh well. I was good for long enough. Anyways, he's a little socially awkward and quiet, which I initially thought was cute, but found out there's a lot more awkwardness in him. I don't know. The date itself was awkward, but I was horny, and he's a nice guy, so I wanted to get it in. All righty. This person's not fucking around here. He started by nestling his head in my breast and rubbing his nose on them, in between and all around. He did this also when I got on top of him. But when he did it, he did something extremely strange. He squeezed my breast very rapidly, almost as if to honk them. I laughed at first because I thought he was playing, but he kept doing that. And then he did the same thing to my ass multiple times. God. She says, I'm well endowed in both of those areas, so I understand him playing with them, but something was strange about it. This is really fucking weirding me out. I don't know why. And reaches down low. Was he doing it like at the same time, or was he like alternating with each hand? He should have been doing that while winking either eye, you know? Just completely freaking you out, occasionally sticking his tongue out. You go into some sort of fucking epileptic seizure. Anyway, she said, when he touched me anywhere else, he would only use the palm of his hand. At one point, we were laying next to each other on the bed. Maybe he just doesn't know what he's doing. And I guess he remembered I said I liked my hair pulled. So he randomly grabbed a fistful of my hair and yanked it. This sounds like somebody who can't dance, trying to dance to something up tempo. This is fucking horrific. I feel horrible for this guy. This is such a bad performance. This is like a first round draft pick bust. Like three games in, you're like, oh my God, what did we just throw $1 million at? This is over. Give this guy a clipboard. Anyways, she said we were not even having sex yet, and it wasn't like he guided my head to his lap or anything. What? When we finally did have sex, it lasted less than a minute, and I'm not exaggerating. When he told me he was about to finish, I told him to get on top so he could have more control. But he put all of his body weight on me and was done in half a stroke. Oh, my God. Ugh. All in one. All right. He fucking threw the Hail Mary. Again, I'm not exaggerating. He went down on me to compensate, and I'll spare you further details, but he knew nothing about what he was doing. Yeah, I kind of gathered that. I was nice throughout this because I never would want to give anyone a complex. Well, you fucking said where you live. That's why I feel bad about this. I'm going to have to have that bleeped out. I'm going to bleep that out. I don't want to fucking blow up anybody's spot. 38 minutes in. All right. 39 minutes in. I'll spare you the further details, but he knew nothing about what he was doing. I was nice throughout this because I never would want to give anyone a complex. But, dude, what the fuck? Did I just fuck an autistic man or a virgin? He's 26 and he's a sweet guy. I almost want to teach him, but I don't want to insult him. Any advice? All right. Well, first things first. Do you like the guy? Do you even like the guy? Before you get involved in this, the money pit here, as far as fixer-up houses goes. I don't know if you were just trying to be funny, but from the way you describe this, You know, there has to be a jumping off point. Ah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe, I don't know. I don't fucking know. 26 years old. I don't know. And he's fucking grabbing your ass. Like, you ever see somebody who knows how to make an omelet really quick and can fucking open them up eggs with one hand? It's like he's doing that with your fucking titties and your ass. It's just weird. But you see, all right, I'm going to go with you like him because what can you do? Jesus Christ, where to start? You didn't even mention him kissing you. You know, I don't know. I think this guy's fucking weird. What the fuck was with the nose all around your titties? I don't know what to tell you. I got to give you advice here because this is the advice part. I almost want to teach him. I don't want to insult him. Any advice? How the fuck do you go about this? It's just such a fucking... You know, usually when you give somebody advice, you know, who's sensitive, what you do is you compliment the things that they did well first, and then you ease into, hey, this could maybe use a little work here. Not saying you're bad because you did this well. Just saying this over here. Maybe, is there... Did he do anything well? How was he when he pulled his pants back up? Was that pretty smooth? You know? Did he get his ball stuck in the zipper? Or was he able to not do that? Maybe he could start with that. Jesus. Isn't this... This is why women are so amazing. The fact that she's actually willing to work with this. She's going to try to make this work. I don't know. I guess I would try and figure out something that he did well, and I would compliment that, and then I would just start chipping away at the mountain. I wouldn't try to bring the whole mountain down in one day, but, you know, just know you got a long fucking road ahead of you. Jesus Christ, you took 2 years off from sex, and now you know. It sounds like you were having sex with, like, the first robot ever. And there was somebody, like, controlling them, you know, and they had an inability to they have robot hands caress. So when, you know, commence caressing, bang, 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 just, he was kneading dough. Oh, Jesus. Hey, good luck with that. I'm sorry. I got to start sending DVDs to people who I just can't fucking come up with anything. I got nothing. All right. Nicknames. Bill, what is the best way to respond to a nickname that you hate? I recently got one due to a simple rhyme with my name. I didn't do anything stupid or cunty to earn it. It was funny at first, but after a few months, I find myself getting annoyed and angry when called by by this name. Most people have moved on and stopped calling me that. However, two or three people still greet me with it every chance they get. How do I shed this name without looking like a douche and potentially making things worse? All right, first of all, you don't let on how much it bugs you. And then what you do is you come back giving them the fucking howitzer. All right? You got to come back with the anti-aircraft. You got to come up with nicknames for these fucking people. Just start with one guy. Don't do all three at once. They'll know what you're up to. Just pick one guy. All right? We're going to slowly whack these guys one by one. Get this dude, that guy, then you get Mo Green through his fucking glasses and we're done. They got a big nose. Something physically fucked up about their face. They got man tits. They'll get it real quick. They're calling you something. All right, what's up there? Flabby tits or man tits or just something about them that you know that they hate about themselves. Hopefully something that's unfixable, you know, unless they went under the knife and God knows what, don't do it in Romania, right? That's what I would do. But the first thing you do is do not let on that it bugs you. So when they call you whatever they call you, just sort of laugh, big smile, and then you just fucking hit them with, you give them the old right there, Fred. All right? That'll shut them up, hopefully. That's what I would do. Or you just quit your job. If all else fails, you get the fuck out of there. Change your name. But the worst thing you want to do is go, stop calling me that. Then that just, it's fucking, it's over. It's over. Then you have live action Twitter in your fucking life getting trashed 24/7. live action Facebook or whatever. All right, embarrassing. Bill, I can't spell for shit. So let it go before you start hitching. You know what? Go fuck yourself. I got to sit here and I got to undo all of this. Embarrassing. He spells that wrong. Embarrassing. He spelled embarrassing. He spelled it E-M-B-A-R-S-S-I-N-G. See, people, I'm not the only one dumb. I'm just going to read this how he wrote it. I can't spell for shit, so let it go before you start hitching. Funny story, wanted to share it with capital Y-A. I promise this is true. An older man I know had gotten a vasectomy, he spelled it right, with this new age laser treatment they do. It's an in-and-out kind of treatment now. Was asked to come back a week or two later to make sure everything held up the way it was supposed to. When he got there, he told the lady behind the desk why he was there, and she handed him a cup and told him they needed a sample and pointed to the bathroom. Oh, no. Did she mean jizz or whiz? Waiting room, which was filled with people, FYI. He went in and 15 minutes later came out with a cup of mango and proceeded to walk past the people and place the cup on her desk. She slowly looked up at him and told him in front of everyone that she only needed a urine test. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I really hope that's true. How do you fucking... Well, she only gave him a cup. The fuck is he supposed to do? They hand you a cup. That means to rub one out, right? They hand you... They give you that plastic bottle. That means you're supposed to pee in it. They do that shit all the time at doctor's offices. Like, they just forget because they're there and it doesn't mean shit. And they will just yell out, you know, anything. You just come walking in. Hey, Dr. So-and-so. Hey, how are you? Did it clear up? What clear up? And they immediately think he's got something on his balls, man. Is that contagious? That's fucking hilarious. God damn it, that's fucking embarrassing. I wonder what kind of a bathroom it was. Did it have multiple toilets and people coming in there pissing and he's over there? They probably make a noise because he feels the doctor said to do it, that it's like somehow okay. Oh, by the way, this is sort of a hacky shit joke and I don't want to do it on stage, but I'm sick of people complaining about people blowing out the bathroom. Oh my God, this guy came in, he fucking blew out the bathroom. Well, maybe next time he should take a shit in the kitchen. You know? That's what it's for. It's designed so you can sit down and take a shit. You want him to go outside in the yard? It's like being mad bacon smells like bacon. Jesus, what the fuck did you eat? I don't know, something healthy. And then it stayed in me for a couple of fucking days. It went through 9 miles of intestinal, you know, clinging on to other shit. What does your shit smell like? I never understood that. Like when I go into a bathroom and somebody blew it out, it fucking makes me laugh. Just the face you're making trying not to smell it, it's fucking hilarious. And when people get mad that babies cry on planes, when babies start crying on planes, I just start laughing because I just feel like they're expressing everything that I'm feeling, but I'm not socially allowed. I would love to just start crying. I don't want to be on another fucking plane. The second they say expedite the boarding process, I just want to start fucking crying. Anyways, X won't move out. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here's a fucking situation. Hey, Bill, huge fan of yours. Love the Monday morning podcast. I will keep this short as I know you don't like to read. I like to read. I'm just not good at it. I'm like someone who likes to play drums but stinks at it. I recently bought a house and asked my girlfriend of 3 years to move in with me. We have been living together for about 6 months, and then we broke up. She was the worst. All of my friends and family did not like her, and she wouldn't let me hang out with friends. No. Well, let's put that in proper perspective. It's not that she wouldn't let you hang out with friends. She asked you not to, and you agreed to it. All right? You have the power, sir. Anyways, she wouldn't let me hang out with my friends or watch any games with friends ever. Capital, all in caps. I tried to get her to hang out with her friends, but she was so insecure she never trusted me, even after 3 years of loyalty. Anyways, we broke up about 3 weeks ago. No one cheated, lied, or stole from one another. It was just time to move on. However, she keeps saying she's going to move out, but doesn't. I don't want to throw her out on the street, but what do I do? But I do want her out, as it's just not healthy for me to keep living with her. Also, she refuses to pay any bills or help with the mortgage. What's a fair amount of time to give her before I just go legal on her? Well, hindsight's 20/20. You should have told her from day one when she had to be out by. The fact that she's not paying any bills or anything like that, I mean, it's just like, I would just hit her with a little two-pronged attack here. I would just go, listen, we broke up three. How would you dip into this fucking, oh, gives a fuck. Just, I was going to say, be like, hey, how's the apartment hunting coming? I would just go right at it. I would just say, listen, it's been 3 weeks and I really don't think it's healthy for us to be around each other. When do you think you're going to be out of here by? And let her answer M and haw, and then just say, listen, I need you to be out by this date because I have to get somebody else in here to help me with the mortgage. All right. You're not paying any bills or helping me with the mortgage. So this isn't fair to me. So you need to be out of here. And her name isn't on the mortgage. So worst case scenario, one day she goes to work, you call in sick, pack up all her shit and fucking put it out on the front lawn. You're out. And what's she going to say? What's she going to do? Call the fucking cops? You don't have to go legal on her. Get the fuck out of here. This is my house. We broke up. Get out. Out. You. Out. Get out.
Get out!
I don't know if she has anything legal. I have no idea. I don't fucking know. But that's what I would do. I would give her a definitive date. You need to be out by this time. And I don't know what else. I don't know what else I would do. There's a stupid. We get it. We're on the Mississippi with the fucking horn. I get it. Just make up some shit too. I need you out by the 15th of next month. You know, my uncle, my second uncle, lives in Tennessee. He's got tuberculosis. He's moving in, and he's bringing that machine with him. So you got to get the fuck out of here. All right. That's the podcast for this week, everybody. I know it was kind of a short one. Oh, Jesus, 52 minutes? I can't do that to you. Well, I could. Technically, I could if I wanted to, if I wanted to be a dick about it. I got a bunch of scenes tomorrow, and I got to learn all my fucking lines. That's why I'm doing this thing early. Hey, you gotta admit, when I'm shooting something, the fucking podcast comes out on time. This is going to be 3 weeks in a row with this thing being out like Sunday night. In most areas. So, how about a little props? You know? How about for once you don't give me shit, you actually give me a little bit of, oh, fuck, I got to be somewhere in 40 minutes. God damn it. All right, this is an extra short one. I apologize. I'll try and make it up with a longer one. Over the last couple weeks, though, they have been long. All right, I got to get moving here. Fucking Christ. All right, that's the podcast for this week. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast also and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to the podcast page at BillBird.com. Click on the Hulu Plus banner or go to HuluPlus.com/Bill. That's HuluPlus.com/Bill. Thank you for listening. Oh, everybody in Scotland, the Glasgow date is on sale. I have the link up on BillBird.com. And Monday, today, when I guess when you're listening to this, we added a second show at the Beacon Theater in New York City. So I'll be adding a link for that when I get the time. I think the entire European date is up there. All those tickets are on sale. What else went on sale? San Jose, Seattle, Philly. And I think D.C., I think all of those are on sale. So I got a bunch of shows out there that are all on sale. Oh, people of Scotland, It would be great if you showed up, by the way, because we had to really fight with them to find some sort of venue because they didn't think anybody was going to show up when I was out there. So I'm at some venue that has a lower area and an upper area. So I don't know. Let's see if we can get a couple people up in the upper deck too, if you can. All right. Just call every cunt you know and come on down. All right. I have at least a new hour and a half since the last time I was fucking there. It would be great if you came down and saw it. All right. That's the podcast for this week. Don't take any shit. Go fuck yourselves, and I'll talk to you next Monday.